Los Angeles. Paul Thomas Anderson's One Battle After Another and Netflix's breakout drama Adolescence dominated the 83rd Golden Globe Awards, securing 4 trophies apiece in a ceremony that blended cinematic celebration with pointed political commentary. One Battle After Another, a politically charged black comedy loosely inspired by Thomas Pynchon's 1990 novel Vineland, won Best Motion Picture, Musical or Comedy, alongside awards for Best Director, Best Screenplay, and Best Supporting Actress for Tiana Taylor. Accepting his first-ever Golden Globe wins, Anderson thanked voters for their generosity and paid tribute to the late assistant director Adam Sandler, who died during the film's production in November 2024. "I love doing what I do, so this is just fun," he said. Netflix's Adolescence, which sparked international debate over online misogyny and youth radicalization, won Best Limited Series, along with acting honors for Stephen Graham, Owen Cooper, and Aaron Doherty. Writer Jack Thorne said the show was not an indictment of young people but rather, the filth and the debris we have laid in their path. Graham won Best Actor in a Limited Series, while Cooper followed up his Emmy success with another Supporting Actor Award. Major film winners, Hamnet and Sinners. Chloe Zhao's Hamnet won Best Motion Picture, Drama, with Jessie Buckley taking Best Actress in a Drama for her portrayal of Agnes Shakespeare. Producer Steven Spielberg said Zhao was the only filmmaker who could have made this movie. Ryan Coogler's Jim Crow-era vampire thriller Sinners received awards for Best Original Score and Cinematic and Box Office Achievement, with Coogler thanking audiences for supporting theatrical cinema. Brazilian thriller The Secret Agent won Best Non-English Language Film, while Wagner Moura became the first Brazilian actor to win Best Actor in a Drama. Timothée Chalamet won his first Golden Globe for Best Actor, Musical or Comedy for Mardi Supreme, becoming the youngest winner in the category. Rose Byrne won Best Actress in a Comedy for If I Had Legs I'd Kick You, while Stellan Skarsgård claimed Best Supporting Actor for Sentimental Value. On television, The Pitt won Best Drama Series, with Noah Weil recognized for Best Actor. The studio secured Best Comedy Series, and Seth Rogen won Best Actor. Jean Smart claimed her third Globe for Hacks, while Rhea Seehorn won Best Actress in a Drama Series for Pluribus. The ceremony, hosted by Nikki Glaser for the second consecutive year, featured overt political moments, with several attendees wearing "Ice Out" pins in protest against U.S. immigration enforcement practices. The Golden Globes also introduced a Best Podcast category for the first time, awarding Amy Poehler's Good Hang. Oscar nominations will be announced on the 22nd of January, with the Academy Awards scheduled for the 15th of March.